This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 5 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. First off, y'all, Happy New Year and happy 600th episode of The Narcissist Code. Y'all, six, neither here nor there. But today's episode is going to be about five signs that you may be in a toxic relationship with a possibly narcissistic person. By a self-aware narcissist, y'all. Five signs that you might be in a toxic relationship dynamic. Oof. How y'all doing this year, though? I don't know how everybody is doing, first of all. I know today is, 2023. Ooh, one, two, three. Okay, yeah. So, sign number one. Does your opinion matter in your relationship with your person? With your toxic person, narcissistic person, or whatever? Does your opinion matter? Is your opinion valid by any means? When you talk, do you feel like you're being heard or anything like that? You know what I mean? When you decide that you have to bring up an issue, or you want to make a decision with the finances, with the kids, with the house, the schedule, whatever, big life decisions, do you feel like your opinion matters in this situation, or does your partner shoot you down? It doesn't have to be a partner. You can apply this to parents and friends as well, y'all. Do they shoot you down? Do they make it seem like your opinion is just like, bye. Your opinion is worthless to them and things like this. So does your opinion matter? When you have to bring up an issue, we have to bring up something, does it matter to the person that you're dealing with? You have to ask yourself that question right there. Is it valid? Does it really matter to them what I am saying to them? What I am doing for them? What I am doing to them? Does it really, really matter? You mean, question that you have to ask yourself. Number two, question number two, you ask yourself to show that you're in a toxic dynamic. Do they make you question your reality? So for lack of a better word, there's a better word. If they make you question your reality, it's called gaslighting. So are they gaslighting you a lot? Are they making you question your reality? Do you know something to be true, but this person is trying to talk you off of your point? Like the sky, the simplest way to say this is the sky is blue. Like, you say, man, that's a nice blue sky today. And they look at you like, blue? What are you seeing blue at? Are you blind? Like, the sky is clearly green, like very light green. And you're like, wait, no, it's blue. No, it's green. Get your eyes checked and things like that. And then they convince you, they wear you down. They keep hammering away at your mental health and things like that. Are they making you question yourself? Are they making you question your every move, your every action and things like this? Do you feel like you're going crazy? That's one of the main questions. One of the main things that people say to me when I'm talking to them during my one-on-ones. Yes, I still do one-on-ones, y'all. The link is in the description of every video, podcast, whatever, over Zoom. So I asked them, that's one of the main things I hear. Like, do you think, I thought I was going crazy. I feel like I'm going crazy. They always try to convince me that I'm overreacting to a clear boundary violation. They cheat on me, make it sound like I'm overreacting. Like, they can cheat. They told me they can cheat on me and still love me. It doesn't mean anything. I had to test the waters and things like that. Yikes. If you believe that, if that's something that you believe right there, that somebody could cheat on you and just come back to you and not care, then hey, to each their own. But if they make you feel crazy, then you might be in a toxic relationship dynamic, y'all. Just keep it hot with you. You might be in a toxic relationship, Number three, are your feelings valid? Oof. If you have to bring up your feelings to this person, if that person has hurt your feelings, how do you feel when you have to talk to them about? How do you feel when you have to talk to them about your feelings? Do you feel like, okay, yeah, going to get some conflict resolution. They're going to acknowledge that they hurt me. We're going to go to bed. We're going to clap some cheeks. Things are going to be, you know, we're going to drink. We're going, things will be fine after this conversation right here. Or, which is more, which tends to be more likely, or are you going into this situation with your feeling, like thinking like, oh my goodness, my feelings are about to be hurt. Like, they're not going to listen to me. Like, they're going to convince me that I hurt my own feelings, or that I was the reason that they treated me this way. Like, they punched me in my mouth, but they said they wouldn't have done it. They said they wouldn't have done it if I wouldn't have went through their phone and caught them cheating or whatever. They slapped me across my face. Then they blamed me for invading their privacy, or they yelled and screamed at me because I tried to hold them accountable. Like,
many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
How do you honestly feel like your feelings are valid in this relationship dynamic? Because typically when you're in a narcissistic toxic relationship, that person is going to invalidate your feelings. That person is going to make you feel like your feelings are just, you're too emotional. Like you're using your feelings too much to think, that you should think more logically, that you should do this, that you should do that. They're going to make you feel like it's all your fault, how they're treating you. They're going to make you feel like your feelings are just, your feelings don't matter. But when their feelings are going to matter, but your feelings, back burner. You know what I mean? They're going to make you feel like your feelings do not matter. And this doesn't happen up front. This happens over time, y'all. This is not just something that comes out of nowhere. I mean, this is not something that starts the very first date or whatever. You know what I mean? They're going to typically pretend to be emotionally available to you. And then they're going to show you that their emotional availability is actually lacking. You know? So, do your feelings matter? That's a legitimate question right there, y'all. Ask yourself, do your feelings matter? Because typically, narcissistic, toxic people are going to invalidate your feelings, make you feel like they absolutely do not matter. All right. Next one. Do you feel emotionally, number four, do you feel emotionally neglected or alone? I saw a tweet one time, or it's a tweet or a meme one time that says, you're never more alone than when you're in a toxic relationship with a narcissist. I was like, whoa, that actually, that's one of those blank, those tweets right there. I was like, that could definitely apply to being in a toxic relationship. Because do you feel like you are emotionally alone? Like, do you feel like you are by yourself in a relationship? And what I mean by yourself in a relationship, does it mean like you're giving and not receiving anything in return? Is it not equal give and take in this relationship? If it's not even 70-30, 80-20. You know, I ask people when I'm talking to them over Zoom, I'm like, is this relationship reciprocal? Are you getting 50? Are you getting in what you put out of it? I mean, are you getting out of it what you put into it? They're like, no. I like, so no, not 50-50? She's like, no. I was like, not 60-40? No. Not 70-30? No. Not 80-20? No. More like 90-10, 95-5. I was like, wow. She's like, I would kill for 70-30. There are people who in toxic relationships, they would kill for a 70-30 split on emotional neglect or emotional availability and things like that, or getting out of it what you put in. I'll give them 70% if they give me 30%. Because this is how people convince yourself. You convince yourself that 30 is better than 5, but it's still low, y'all. It's still less than the bare minimum. You see what I'm saying? That's what happens in a lot of the toxic relationships, y'all. do you feel alone? Because a lot of times narcissistic people are going to leave you alone with your emotions. They'll make you feel like your emotions are an issue and things like that. So they're not going to validate your emotions, and they're going to just use your emotions against you. And number five, the last one, y'all, I'm gonna wrap this thing up. How do you feel when if they work away from home, how do you feel when they're on the way home? If they get home at 5 o'clock, how do you feel at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock? How do you feel? What is your body doing right now? Is your body tensing up? Are you getting anxious? 4:30. Are you sweating? Are you nervous? 4:45. How do you feeling right now? 4:50. How are you feeling? Are you getting scared? Are you wondering who's going to walk through that door? What version of this person is going to walk through that door? How are you feeling? What are you thinking? What's going on in your mind right now? Are you sweating? Are you nervous? 4:59. They turn into the driveway. 5 o'clock. They're walking up the driveway. How are you feeling right now? How did they leave this morning? What person left out the house, and what person is walking in the house? Those are questions. Those are valid questions that you have to ask yourself. Were you in toxic relationships? How are you feeling? Because not only does these toxic relationships with narcissistic people, not only do they have their emotional, mental effect, they have a physical effect as well. You can have a physical reaction to your person coming home. It's like your body is rejecting them, y'all. When you're in toxic relationships, your body starts to reject the person. Not just your heart, not just your mind, your body. You just shut down physically towards this person as well. You mean? So how do you feel? Ask yourself these questions, y'all. But I hope this list brought y'all some clarity, y'all. Episode 600. We getting off the year to a running start, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning into this episode. Like I said, I still do my Zoom meetings over, one-on-ones over Zoom and things like that. The link is in the description, or you can go to mentalhealness.net and find it there as well. The brand is still here, y'all. I'm working on my self-love journal, and I'm also working on my book, y'all. Hopefully both of those will be finished by the end of January. Thank y'all so much for being here for 600 crazy episodes, y'all. Thank you. Like and subscribe for more.